and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody is having a wonderful Wednesday today. Some wild news going on. Before I get into that, see, how are you doing today, Dan?
I'm doing great, Austin. I've got some scripture verses I want to cover today. And I know we've got a Capitol shooting. I got all that. We got so much news today, but I've got to talk about some of the stuff that we covered on yesterday's show because
it
really impacted me a little bit last night when I was praying over all of this stuff. And I want to cover some of the stuff that Alexandra had covered. I found it very interesting that she had said that there were two basically groups of people. It was the Nazis, which was the Bushes, and the Clintons, and Prescott Bush, and we've talked about that many times, and then the Rothschilds, two separate satanic organizations that were running the world, and that Donald Trump wasn't going to bite the hand that fed him with the Rothschilds or with Goldman Sachs. That was a very interesting show yesterday, and I realize that Alexandria is a melancholy. She's a brilliant writer. Very, very brilliant in person when you speak to her, but she's not as animated as far as in her speech. So I thank you guys for staying with us through that show yesterday because she said some really, really important things. And then she started talking about CERN being used for time travel and why it was being used for time travel and through interdimensional transfer of material, including humans, into the deepest parts of space in which we weren't going to be able to basically see other galaxies in a tin can. And she's absolutely right about that also. She's basically a quantum physicist. You know, she speaks six languages, and she's absolutely brilliant. So I want to thank her again for being on with us yesterday. She did a great job. But what she said was so interesting to me, and I talked to Austin about this, because I'm going to say a few things about what happened in the past real quick with Christ. And I've done this a lot on the show, so I'm not going to get into detail with you guys. If you want to go back into the archives and look under the blood of Jesus, we'll talk about, you can go back and listen to the entire teaching on this. In fact, what I'm going to do, I've had so many of you ask me to do this. I've got a new book coming out now on health, nutrition, and all that, and we're going to put a whole article in there on quantum mechanics. Austin, this just happened a minute ago. You don't even know this happened.
Okay.
And we're going to put an article on quantum mechanics and physics and how that relates to healing and what they're doing at the forefront of what they're trying to do with transhumanism and change our DNA. It's going to be in this book. And the reason for that is, if it wasn't going to be in this book, it'd be in the next book, which would be a couple years away. And we've had so many people request this information in written form that I'm going to go ahead and put it in this book. So that'll be in the next book we're coming out with, like within the next couple of months. It'll be out. But what happened is the fallen angels, the demonic creatures, are so angry that Jesus died. Because this transmitter, this DNA transmitter through his blood, because he's omnipresent, continually restores us, that they can't turn it off because they're not omnipresent. They can't go back in time and do this. They're doing everything in their power to corrupt human DNA because it's like I said yesterday, they're so jealous that Lucifer, you know, that God made us, that Lucifer had to basically submit to us, that not only do they hate us, they want to be us. I talked about that after yesterday's show. And now they're doing everything they can just to destroy our DNA to try to hurt God. This is through the chemtrails, the Morgellons, the fluoride, the vaccines, the cancer, the Nagalase, the drugs, the GMOs, anything that destroys God's children. Now they're attacking the immune system in full force, but we are saved by the blood of the Lamb. And our DNA, though it is damaged, is renewed continually by Christ's blood through the issuance of scalar waves from the cross, which restores us back to righteousness. This DNA broadcasts through all time space. It's like a channel they can't turn off. So we're saved and we're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. These fallen ones cannot stop the blood of Christ, the DNA of Christ, from doing continual DNA repair for all eternity for those who believe and understand. And this is, there's no wonder that these guys, these world leaders, the Luciferians, are so angry. And Lucifer himself runs about as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour, because he may not devour us because we are covered and redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Now, I'm going to do this whole thing in written form. I'm going to go into a lot more detail with it. But yesterday when we were talking about CERN, and I had to bring this up today, because, you know, to me this show is all about Yeshua and Yahweh and then we throw world news and health stuff in the middle of it. And I hope you guys enjoy that, because that's what I've been called to do. I had a friend call me up just a few moments ago. Actually, she sent me an email. I talk to her on a regular basis. She's also a radio talk show personality, and she had had breast cancer, and we worked with her physician out west in helping her to recover from the breast cancer. And what was interesting about this is she says that I and Austin are like are the only two that have remained true and point on message of what we're doing. Now, I don't necessarily agree with that, because I'm sure there are other people that remained on point. And I simply told her it's because I answer to a higher level of authority, that I was in a semi-retirement mode 6 years ago, and God spoke to me audibly in a dream, woke me up, so I had to take a shower, scared me half to death, and got me out of retirement. So I answer to a higher level in my life now than I ever have before in my life. And Austin will attest to that. I mean the kids, yeah. we pray every day and everything else, so excuse me for a second, Austin. So yesterday it really hit me when we were talking about CERN. And let me read you a Bible verse. This will corroborate what I'm going to say. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it says, starting in verse 6, we do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature. That's all of you guys listening to this show. But not to the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. That's the World Bank. That's the Rothschilds. They're going to come to nothing. It says, no, we speak of the mysterious and hidden wisdom of God, which he destined for our glory before time began. Now listen to this, friends. This explains to you what's going on with CERN. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Son of Glory. Rather, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart has imagined what God himself has prepared for those who love him. The International Version says it this way: none of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of Glory. The New Living Translation says it this way: but the rulers of this world would have not understood it. If they had, they would not have crucified our glorious Lord. New English Standard says, none of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of Glory. So you get the point. All of these translations are the same in this. So here's the point I'm trying to make. They're using CERN, and they're trying to do a back in time space continuum. I'm telling you, this is what they're doing. I can feel it in my spirit. They want to make sure they can go back 2,000 years ago, and they want to make sure they don't crucify Christ. I believe this, because there's no other way these guys want to go back in time like this. Because remember, Satan can't go back. He's not omnipresent. He can't shut off this transmitter. He's absolutely, and I mean this very sincerely, hell-bent on fixing this, and he's not going to be able to do it. He can't do it. God will not allow it. Yahweh will simply not allow this. There's no other reason that they've got this goddess Siva or whatever it is out in front of CERN. They do human ritual mock. We think they're mock sacrifices out of CERN. They have this opening of the tunnel there in Switzerland, and we're doing a full-blown druidic worship service. Watch it online. I mean, unbelievable. These guys want to change the fabric of time-space. They want to change what they did 2,000 years ago because they can't defeat Christ. Because when God allowed Christ to come and created that blood covenant with us that we've talked about so many times, it put us above them, and they are absolutely just fried about this. And that's why even with these fallen angels or demons or space aliens or whatever you want to call these weird things that aren't from around here in our dimension abduct you, even the world says when you call on the name of Yeshua that they have to bring you back to where they took you from, and they're not allowed to touch you. They don't want to deal with this anymore. I'm telling you guys, this is the only thing that makes sense with CERN, with these portals, with these interdimensional stuff. They want to do this, but God, our God, will simply never allow that to happen, because they forget what happened in Genesis chapter 6 when Yahweh got hacked off enough about all of this stuff, when every thought of every man was evil all the time. And it talked about this also, by the way, in the book of Enoch, which I know is not canonized scripture, but it goes into a lot of detail on stuff that we have holes in as far as the apocryphal texts are. And so what we have to understand something, guys, is this. God is in charge. Prayer still changes things. But these crazy things that do this to people and drink blood and all these nutty things they do with these poor children, they really do believe they can beat Yahweh himself. And I've got sad news for them and great news for us. Greater is he that is in us than he who is in the world. So I just want to start the show off with this today, because I want you guys to know that we have hope in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yahweh, our God Almighty. We have the ability to come to him boldly into the 13th dimension through the Holy Spirit, connected to him by a blood covenant, and allow him to work in our lives. So now listen to this verse again. No, we speak of the mysterious and hidden wisdom of God, which he destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified this Lord of glory. Rather, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart has imagined what God himself has prepared for those who love him. Guys, wow, we got a good deal out of this, Austin. What do you think?
I definitely think you're absolutely right. I think you're pretty accurate on what you're talking about there as far as what the goal is with them. And that makes a lot of sense. That brings a lot of stuff to discern in. I'm getting a ton of feedback, bud.
I got my headset. Don't worry, I'll do it right now. I hope the show wasn't all full of feedback.
No, it's only feedback when I speak. So, definitely some wild stuff there. And one thing that I wanted to touch base on today is I brought this up briefly on the show yesterday because I was so excited about what the House Committee was doing and the Sportsman's Heritage and Recreational Enhancement Act. It was basically giving a lot more leniency towards citizens and gun laws, and also they were including the Hearing Protection Act on it. It was incorporated into this. It was removing the suppressors from the National Firearms Act. If anybody thinks this Capitol shooting today was just by accident, was just coincidental, you're sadly mistaken. This whole thing this morning, as soon as I saw that, I knew exactly what was going on. The GOP was practicing baseball, and the House Majority Whip Steve Scalise and five others were shot by this basically wild Bernie Sanders supporter, supposedly.
Rachel Maddow.
They said the gunman used a dugout as cover and estimated got off around 50 to 100 rounds from his rifle before he was shot and taken down. Now, the news of this all over Capitol Hill, security's increased and regular proceedings are canceled or postponed. And here, right here, the House decided not to hold any votes on legislation Wednesday and hearings are delayed. Also, the House Natural Resources Federal Land Subcommittee completely canceled a scheduled meeting to debate gun legislation.
There
which
you
was
go.
In this thing right here.
You nailed it,
Austin. They do not want suppressors taken off the NFA. The biggest thing, and I told you guys yesterday about this, this is a huge, huge monumental stepping stone. You have to understand, since 1934, suppressors for firearms have been regulated through the National Firearms Act. 1934. Ever since 1934, every suppressor sold to a civilian had to have a $200 tax stamp paid on it. It's all about control and maintaining control over the firearms in this country because they do not want them to go any further. Not only were they removing suppressors off the NFA in this bill that they were having a meeting on today, they're making sure that all the suppressors remain legal in the 48 states that they were legal and preempted states from levying any tax or registration requirements on suppressors and issuing a refundable tax credit to anyone who has purchased a suppressor since the HPA's original date of introduction. I look back on this today, guys, back in the bill beginning of 2016. There have been roughly 180,000 suppressor transfers since the introduction of this bill, meaning if this goes through, the ATF will have to refund approximately $36 million in tax stamps to the civilian population. They do not ever give money back to the civilian population when it comes to taxes. It's all about control, manipulation, and submission with these guys. They want to control every aspect of what we do, and keeping taxes under control is what they are all about. Not only that, as I said before, this will be a huge stepping stone to eventually repealing the entire National Firearms Act from 1934. That act is so outdated with the ATF, so full of holes as far as how it's interpreted, and so unconstitutional against the Second Amendment, it is egregious to me. And all the things that have happened since then, like the 1986 Protection Act that banned post machine guns after 86. So this today was not coincidental. You're telling me right before they're supposed to have this meeting to vote on this, the House Whip Steve Scalise gets shot along with four others in a baseball practice by some crazy loony guy with an AR-15, and it just happens to cancel all these meetings now, and they're going to go, well, maybe we do have an issue with guns. Maybe we do need to reevaluate doing this. This is something we need to set on the back burner and discuss it further. I'm telling you guys, ever since I saw this morning, it's exactly what is going on with it. It's sad to me because I was really getting excited about this when I read it yesterday, but of course I had a really, really bad feeling that they were going to do anything they could to try and block this from going through that. And of course, shooting up members of the House is the quickest way to get everything stopped, especially with security and postponing meetings. So it definitely, it looks like their plan worked for the time being. I just hope a lot of these guys have enough stunt and clarity to realize what happened here, and that the last thing they need to do is go in and cancel this right now, because this is something that really needs to get passed for the freedoms of gun owners all throughout this country, Dan.
Well, you got the Seth Rich match going on. You've got all this other stuff going on, and you're absolutely right. You can't get a House person any more focused on gun legislation by shooting one of them. I mean, there you go. And by the way, one of the quotes were from this: nobody would have survived the baseball shooting without the Capitol Police. It would have been a massacre without them. I'm going to comment on this for just a second, okay, because this really kind of irritates me more than you can possibly know, and you'll know why after I speak on this for a second. Number one, these Capitol Police are there to protect these guys. In other words, they have armed security with them
yep.
when they're in this situation. Now, if this happened at a Little League game in your town or my town, and there wasn't Capitol Police there, more people would have been shot. But here's what's interesting about this, and this goes back to what Austin said about the Pulse nightclub in Orlando a few days ago, in which this one guy runs off hundreds of rounds of ammunition, kills 50, 40, almost 50 people, and then turns around, you know, wounds another 100. This guy had an AR-15, went through multiple magazines. Nobody got killed except for him. Only a few people got hit, and it lets you guys know that Austin was 100% right, that even when you're armed with one of these weapons in close quarters like this and no one else is shooting back initially, it's very difficult to shoot people and kill them with a 223.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you're shooting with a 50 caliber Barrett, okay, you're going to be killing people a mile away, okay, because this bullet's not going to stop, and it's going to be blowing people up into pieces. But when you're using a small caliber, high-powered rifle like that, it just doesn't make that big of an entry wound, because it's like the size of a 22 bullet, a little bit bigger than a 22. So what's crazy about this is that it further emphasizes what we talked about. Number one, we all need to be carrying a weapon. If simultaneously everybody who is playing baseball out there reached down inside their gym shorts and started shooting back at this guy, he'd have been up for a real reality check. But because they had armed security there, they were able to stop the massacre. But even with the armed security there, with as many rounds as he's fired, nobody was killed. Think about what happened in Pulse. You had strobe lights going on. You had all the smoke. It was super loud. It was super dark. 150 dead or killed. Are you kidding me? Never happened, Austin. No way. Not the full story. We're not getting the full story. So I want to add that and just further emphasize what you had talked about the other day. What do you think?
Oh, you're absolutely right. I'm really glad you addressed that, because I saw the same thing in one of the CNN articles, how they were praising the Capitol Police and the Secret Service guys that were taking care of the House Whip. And I'm not dissing them at all. I'm glad they were there to basically provide security for these guys. That's what they do. That's their job. But as you just said, this whole thing, you got this guy with an AR. It even says here that he was using the bunker, the dugout, as cover. It says right here, the gunman was using the dugout as cover and estimated that the assailant got off between 50 to 100 rounds during the attack on the 25 people gathered on the field. He shot five people, House Majority Steve Scalise and four. So he shot five people out of 25. And shot off 50 to 100 rounds before he was basically shot at. That right there, as you just said, that is, in this guy, you know, he's on using a dugout as cover, middle of the morning, good lighting, and a dugout's going to cover as far as the top. You're not going to have the sun in your eyes. You got clear shooting elements as far as you can use even the dugout as a bench rest. You're at a low angle, so you're hard for people to even shoot you. And this guy hits 5 out of 25 people out of 100 rounds. And we're supposed to believe that whole nonsense with the pulse shooting, that he ends up killing 50 people and injuring another 50-plus people in there in the middle of the night with strobes inside a building with a concussion that heavy with that type of accuracy. Never happened. But you're exactly right. Even if these guys would have had a little 380, a little Glock 42 or something in their, you know, gym shorts or something like that on them, something that maybe even only held 7, 8, 9 rounds, as soon as you start laying rounds down on somebody that's shooting back, they're going to try and get cover, even if it's not big rounds. You're trying to take cover. I mean, that's what everybody does when you get shot at. It's not fun to get shot at. So I'm glad that there weren't any more people hurt. I really am. There's not something that I wanted to have happen at all. But I knew yesterday, that's why I brought that up. I said, I really hope this goes through tomorrow morning. This thing is so beyond coincidental. It's a joke that this happened this morning when they were going to vote on this thing. The ATF does not want to give up almost $40 million in tax stamps they are going to have to relinquish to pay back the population. They do not want to have anything taken off the NFA. They do not want to give up any type of control they have over firearms that they already have basically been able to garnish, and that's exactly what this is about. But, yeah, you're right. If this would have happened at a Little League game where there wouldn't have been security there for House members, hopefully, you know, that's why it's good when you're at something like that to always have concealed carry handgun with you. I'm a huge proponent of that, so is Dad, because we don't have the luxury of having private security contractors that walk around with me on a daily basis. That would be cool, but I don't need that. That's what I'm here for. So that's something that's really, really good, Dad. I'm glad you addressed that. Even more of an example of why everybody needs to carry a concealed carry handgun if you can on them, in lawful ways, in a lawful state, because there's just too much stuff going on right now. But all this morning was total obfuscation. It required and it took care of one goal that I think it was to get this thing stopped. Who knows what other things are going on right now? I haven't even done enough research on what's going on with anything in the Middle East or any other aspect of the world, because every time they start doing stuff like this, like I just read a little bit ago, San Francisco just had a shooting at a UPS facility where a disgruntled employee came in there and killed like three people. These things always happen in waves like this, and every single time they happen, I always encourage people to look behind the curtain and see what's going on, because the obfuscation these guys play with the media is incredibly good. I mean, I'll give them credit for that. They're really good at obfuscation. Watch my right hand, don't look at my left hand. Watch all this stuff in the media, watch all these shootings, watch all this bad stuff. Get your attention, focus on this. Don't look at anything that I'm doing with my left hand. That's exactly what they're doing right here. There's always a multi-tiered agenda with these guys when they start having all this stuff that they cover in one day like this. Because like I said before, guys, a couple weeks ago, beginning of June, there were, 98 people shot in one week in Chicago, with another 18 people dead in one week in Chicago, yet you didn't hear a single word about that on any news channel. When something like this happens, it goes mainstream all over the country. That's all it's going to be talked about now for the rest of the week, is the Capitol shooting. You mark my words on it, until they figure out what other thing they need to do to obfuscate what's going on right now.
Well, it's several years ago, you know, Florida State, my alma mater,
my three-time alma mater, had a big shooting up in Stroger Library. And the guy walks in with a gun and just starts shooting people. And of course, it's illegal to carry a gun on campus, except for if you're a criminal. And basically, nobody could return fire until the police got there. And, you know, I'm pretty sure he was shot. And I'm not sure if they killed him, but I don't remember. But the thing about it is that, you know, when you go someplace and you're not allowed to carry a gun in there, and it say no guns allowed, no weapons of any type allowed, my response is always this: I'll do business with somebody else. Just do business with somebody else. I mean, I'm not going to put up with that because I don't want to endanger myself like that. By the way, this is an interesting article that Alexandra wrote yesterday. It's on her website. It said, Ronald Bernard, this is the Dutch banker who talked about the satanic group that runs the planet, the Rothschilds. She said he exploded late in April this year in the first in a series of interviews conducted by a Dutch journalist with tales of child sacrificing Satanists who control the world, numbering around 8,000 people. Bernard describes a pyramid with the Bank of International Settlements. This is in Basel, Switzerland. At the top, Bank of International Settlements has total immunity from all laws in all countries and is not prosecutable by any government or entity. Below the Bank of International Settlements, you know, are the World Bank and the IMF. Beneath those are the two central banks of the world, including Europe's ECB and the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank. Beneath the central banks are the too big to fail banks of the world. Beneath the big banks are the major multinational corporations, and beneath the corporations are the world governments controlled by everything above them, and beneath all of the above are the human beings and other living things on Earth's resources. And so what they're saying here, what Alexander said in this article with this interview, is basically this hierarchical pyramid that we've talked about with Lucifer at the top, with the satanic sacrifices, and how they control all of this through the corporate money supply system that they've developed. Guys, I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to keep saying it, because I'm going to keep speaking these words. Donald Trump needs to get rid of the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States. Now, I know he's beholden to them because they put him into power because they're going against the Nazi clan of the Bush-Clinton group. So I got that. But he needs to really step this thing up and get this other Satan group out of control. Because you get these. This is the same thing happened in Germany. You had the warlords who opposed Hitler because Hitler, believe it or not, was being too nice. And they wanted him to go in and start doing all the massive genocides that he did. And eventually they got him to do all of that. And then what ended up happening is, they went against the central banks of England and the United States with this. This has been going on for a long, long time. We've got two opposed to each other Satan groups that are trying to run everything. So it's really weird to me how these guys are like this and how they basically fight for the power. But again, that's what happens with greed. Austin, what do you think?
No, you're absolutely right. There's I think you're pretty accurate about that as far as you got two of them fighting for power, and I mean that's one of those really, really wild aspects of it. I mean that's what's going on right now, and you're right. The Federal Reserve Bank is one of these things that we have to completely get rid of. There's no question about it anymore. There's no more. Okay, we need to do this. We need to do that. The only thing that is going to make a huge difference with actually taking the country back is to take them out of control, because they have so much pull. And essentially, as one of the Rothschilds said before, you let me control the money supply and I will control the people. That's what they've done every time. Once they control the money, they control everything.
That's right.
Also, too, this is news that happened up in Rhode Island today. Rhode Island residents were left terrified after a secret special forces exercise had helicopters cutting off tree branches and mocked explosions going off near their home in a local park. Others said their houses were shaking as helicopters literally flew just feet overhead and landed nearby. They said the Army had not notified anyone of training. Army said it puts up notices and made cell phone calls, which apparently nobody got, but they admitted it was impossible to tell everyone in the densely populated area. Apparently, the special forces group up in Rhode Island decided they were going to use a local town and go in and start shutting things down and use mocked up grenades in these fields. Helicopters basically landed in the park so close down to all the trees around them, they started chopping off huge branches. People were flipping out, calling cops left and right, and trying to figure out what was going on. They literally were thinking that a full-blown war had erupted while these special ops guys had done this. Here's the issue I have with this. I like a lot of military-style training. I've got a lot of friends in military and law enforcement. this type of behavior is completely uncalled for, and the only reason they're doing it is to desensitize people to a martial law style and also teach people to submit to the military being there and operating like this. We literally have hundreds and hundreds of military bases all over the United States that have full-blown urban environments built in exactly for this type of training, that they can go in, rappel from buildings, rappel from helicopters, drop off in fields, do any type of tactical firefight training that they need to do, doing this in a local small Rhode Island town and giving nobody any type of notification to me is absolutely beyond disrespectful and egregious. I'm really surprised they keep getting away with this. If you guys remember, we had a stint about four or five years ago where this literally was happening in cities all over the country, like every other month to every month it was happening, sometimes two and three times a month, where these guys would come in full-blown battle rattle, body armor, everything, armor personnel carriers, helicopters dropping stuff off, running machine guns with blank ammo. They've done this over Miami multiple times, and they act like, oh, we're doing a training exercise. Really? You're doing a training exercise? You don't even give anybody the decency to know what's going on. Again, like I said, they don't care. They want to get people desensitized to this type of stuff, but it really scares a lot of people, Dad. And the problem is, one day they're going to do this, and you're going to have some boys that are just absolutely trigger happy, and they're going to go, we got a full-blown attack going on. We got helicopters shooting machine guns at us. We don't know if they're friendly or not, could be a terrorist, we're going to engage them, and then it's going to turn into some massive firefight, and of course they'll blame it on the civilians for engaging the helicopters. And maybe that's what they're trying to do, Dad. Maybe that's another aspect of it too. Maybe they're trying to provoke some of these places to get people to get in a firefight with them so they can turn around and say, oh, these are some homegrown terrorists, they wanted to shoot at the military, we need to go in and start laying down more law. I don't know, but this type of stuff is not something that I would really be tolerant of at all in our town.
Could precipitate a civil war, at least a regional one. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. I mean, you don't know what these guys are doing. I mean, number one is, let's say, for instance, oh, we sent out cell phone calls. We couldn't notify everybody. You know, they got huge loudspeakers on a lot of these military helicopters, huge loudspeakers. All they have to do is get up above the area they're doing it on, go fly over the neighborhood. Be prepared. Army's doing a drill in this area in the next 30 minutes. You will have live gunfire. We are shooting blanks. No one will be harmed. Everything will be safe. Just don't pay any attention to it. Just kind of ignore us. We're preparing for urban warfare drills. So we want you guys to know that everything is cool. So we're just flying over right now, letting you know what's fixing to happen. They could have easily done that.
Yeah.
But to kind of just, all of a sudden you hear gunfire, 50 caliber machine gun fire out of a helicopter. Okay, they're firing blanks. Oh, well, you don't know that's a blank when that thing's going off. Those things are loud. And so,
Well,
they've done it here in Tampa. They've done it in Miami. And again, it's preparing the people to say, oh, that's just the government doing what they need to do to protect us. Okay, right. Oh, by the way, Katy Perry is losing some of her Monarch program, apparently. And she has gotten on TV now and said she is suicidal. And she just wants to go back to being who she was before she became Katy Perry. So they'll have to quickly put her back into the hospital and get her reprogrammed, as far as I'm concerned, to try to keep that from coming out again. But let's see what happens to Katy Perry, because if she loses her usefulness to these guys are brutal. Look at Whitney Houston, how she ended up dying. So, guys, you know, we just got to – she's got Christian parents, and she's got a lot of people praying for her and trying to get her to come back to where she needs to be. So let's – believe God that she can find some way to be restored. I think it's very important. Oh, also, by the way, the Bible is continuing to be attacked as far as the gender equality in the Bible. And now Southern Baptists, which really irritates me because I go to a Southern Baptist church, according to this article from the Christian Truther, are removing all masculine references from the scripture, even from the Father. The Bible, the Christians, and the church in America, all over the world, are under assault by our culture. And the Southern Baptists have removed all non-inclusive gender language from Scripture itself in their transition of the Bible, the Christian Standard Bible. The Southern Baptists have long defended literal approaches to the Bible, but in their recent translation of the Good Book, might have them switching sides. Last fall, the publishing arm of the 15 million Southern Baptist Convention released the Christian Standard Bible, Lifeway Christian Stores, America's largest Christian retailer, which is owned by the SPC. It sells the translation at hundreds of its locations nationwide, and it touts it as a work of superior scholarship. But patrons are largely unaware that the denomination-approved translation is gender-inclusive. So, guys, be really careful with this and don't really get involved with this. It now translates the term anthropos, a Greek word for man, in a gender-neutral form, times rendering it a human or people instead of man. The previous edition had done this on occasion. The new revision adds almost 100 more instances. Men of Israel become fellow Israelites when discussing Jesus' incarnation in the likeness of men. It becomes the likeness of humanity. The CSB wow. translates the term adelphos, a Greek word for brother, in a gender-neutral form 106 times, often adding sister. Brotherly love is translated as love as brothers and sisters. So, guys, yeah, here we go. Snowflake generation is upon us, and these boys that run the printing presses, they want to start changing the Word of God. What do you think, Austin?
It doesn't surprise me, man. This whole transgender thing has gotten so out of control, it's ridiculous. I mean, everybody's so worried about getting offended, and you have these absolute just liberal, oh, God, it drives me nuts, man. It really does seem, now they're changing the Bible because the transgender faggots that are too busy being so worried about offending everybody, about what everybody says, oh, we're going to change the Bible now so you don't get offended when you read the Bible. That's nauseating to me. I mean, what do these guys think they are? The thing about it is nobody wants to bring up the fact that the transgenders only make up like 0.02% of the entire population of the United States, yet we're going to come in and sit back and make sure that everybody else has to submit and comply to their deviant debauchery that they're involved in all the time so they don't get offended. Man, I'm just going to get mad with this. Anyways, another article with Monsanto that is just proves that these guys are completely and totally bent on dominating the food supply of every country. Most of the things they've said are always about trying to increase food yields, help out the population, get rid of, you know, basically world hunger, you know, the typical stuff they like to say. They're Monsanto's infamous for covering up all types of different connections between glyphosates. We already know that. Well, now it's showing that the international aid programs with Monsanto and Syngenta have quietly been destroying global crop diversity. The international aid programs upon which the continent of Africa has been reliant to become totally dependent now on patented seeds supplied by Monsanto, Syngenta, and others. In terms of these agreements, the people in these countries may no longer engage in the traditional seed exchanges which have been part of their culture of generations. In Tanzania, for example, new laws have been passed, which means that anybody selling or even giving patented seeds to friends, neighbors, or family members can be fined up to $205,000. A wow. simple seed exchange can even land someone in jail for up to 12 years. All of this to protect the GMO monopoly of global seed control. Michael Fairley of TOAM said, if you save seeds from your first harvest, you can use them only on your own piece of land for non-commercial purposes. You are not allowed to share them with your neighbors or with your sister. Definitely you cannot sell them for sure. These laws are required in the terms of a group of G8 agreements which promises aid only if these companies' intellectual property rights are guarded. This is insane, guys. Janet Morrow of Sustainable Agriculture Tanzania said, multinationals will provide our country with seeds and all the farmers will have to buy them from them. This means we will totally lose biodiversity because it's impossible for them to investigate and patent all the seeds we need. Tanzania became the beneficiary of one of these G8 blackmail schemes in 2012 when it began receiving assistance under the New Alliance for Food Security and Nutrition Program, the initiative which was backed by the EU, of course, the UK always, the US, oh yeah, World Bank, and of course, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Oh, yep. promises to lift 50 million people out of poverty in 10 different African countries by means of a public-private partnership. While the schemes like this appear brilliant on the surface, the reality is they give a handful of globalist corporations like Syngenta and Monsanto an entire continent by making it wholly dependent on aid. Now, of course, the government and Syngenta and all these guys insist that the new law is only there to protect the local farmers so that they can patent their own seeds in Africa and make their own GMO seeds. Like, these guys in Africa have their own labs to research and make their own GMO seeds and then go out and patent these seeds. What a total load of crap, Dad. This goes to show you it's not just about completely controlling the food supply on that end. They wanted to control the entire seed supply. That way they can dictate and dominate and tell, if you trade our seeds, if you sell our seeds, we're going to throw you in jail. This is exactly the root of Monsanto and all these other GMO corporations, is total global control of the food market. And it's becoming very, very clear now why they did this, especially with the G8 program in Africa that I've read about for years.
Okay. Gosh, you covered a whole bunch of stuff all at once. Let's jump on that one. Number one, these are Terminator genes, seeds. They can't be reproduced. In other words, if you take the corn and you strip the corn off the corn cob and you replant the corn to regrow more corn plants, it doesn't grow. It terminates. It's got a Terminator gene in it. All these crops are like this. And so what happens is you have to continually buy those seeds from Monsanto every single year, or you can't feed the people who are there simply because your seed won't replicate. Okay? For thousands and millions of years, or however you want to believe how long we've been on this planet, your choice, what ends up happening is we've had seeds that you would take a basket full of the seed, replant it for the next harvest, and get another crop. It's sustainable agriculture is what this is. That's how God designed it. These guys, when they do this, now stay with me for just a second, when they do this and they give you Terminator seeds, and all of Africa now has Terminator seeds, and you get put in jail if you give them legacy seeds, good seeds, or you have to get fined huge amounts of money, all of these seeds go away that reproduce themselves. And so you're literally one crop away from total starvation.
Yep.
Total starvation. That's what this is. This is, everybody in the world gets these seeds, and when we decide that we want to reduce the population of the planet, or we want to release a bioplague, or we want to do whatever we want to do to Africa, we release it. We don't give them seed. They're all gone. They starve to death within a year. That's what this whole thing's about, is population reduction. Now, you think, well, that sounds kind of odd. Well, give me another reason for it. There's no other reason for it. Being forced to take the Terminator seeds, or they go to jail. If they try to trade good seeds with each other, they go to jail. No, this isn't cool. Now, back to the transgender stuff earlier. It's very important, if you have young men that you work with in church or in Boy Scouts or as a youth leader or whatever, if they start, because of this snowflake brain thing that's going on now, if they start to exhibit feminine mannerisms, and I'm not saying they're gay. I never said that. I don't believe that they're gay sometimes when they do this. But a lot of guys start acting like they're gay, but they're not gay. They start getting real feminine mannerisms. It could be because they were raised by a mother in a broken family, or they were raised with a mother with a sister, or they were basically had a father that wasn't around, or whatever. Okay, there could be a thousand reasons from an epigenetic standpoint, a dietary standpoint, and a genetic standpoint they're acting like this. It's very important that you, as an alpha male, if you're listening today, and moms, it's important for you too. If they have certain hand mannerisms or certain gestures, or they start talking with a lisp or walking like a girl, you got to say to them, hey, look, this isn't cool. This is not all right. You've got to stop doing this, because this is going to be a habit you're going to have to break later on. And you have to make them understand that this is not what we do as Christians, that we raise alpha males as Christians, protectors and leaders of our family, who act like men and not like girls. Now, guys, this is that. God, that whole statement was so politically incorrect. I'm going to get blowback on that one. But the point is this. We can't allow this generation to act like a bunch of sissies. It's not okay. It's not okay. We've got to step in and intervene to the best of our abilities. Now, drinking moderate alcohol now has been shown to have a negative impact on the brain. Now, you need to really think about that, because now we're starting to find out that, in fact, if you have three, if you're drinking on a regular basis, moderately, it makes you three times more likely to suffer cognitive decline than those who don't drink at all. Three times. Plus, it massively increases the risks of cancers like mouth and throat, also cirrhosis of the liver, especially with women. Alcohol is so hard on women's livers. So the notion that drinking alcohol moderately can be beneficial to health is complete nonsense. Total nonsense. Because it was done by the wine manufacturers to push wine on people, guys, with resveratrol. So now we're learning that you have three times the risk of mental decline, Alzheimer's, senile dementia, whatever you want to call it, mental decline as you get older if you drink moderately. Again, if you have an occasional beer or a glass of wine, I'm not including that. If you have friends over one night and somebody brings over a six-pack and everybody drinks a beer and whatever, I wouldn't do it in front of the kids because it's a bad witness for the kids. They don't understand it. But, guys, just it's not an issue. But don't be doing this kind of nonsense every week, every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, every 4 weeks. Don't do that. You drink once a year, twice a year, have a glass of beer, a glass of wine. Nobody cares. But, guys, don't get into the situation where you start thinking it's healthy to drink, because it is not. It increases the risks of pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, cirrhosis of the liver, alcoholism, and osteoporosis. So it's not good to drink on a regular basis at all. Plus, you start losing brain cells by the millions. And remember, guys, I've never heard anyone say that my life was a wreck and then I started drinking and everything got better. It just doesn't work that way. In fact, I had to have some trailer tires put on my trailer today downtown at George's Tire and Automotive here in Auburndale, and we were talking, and he's my age, he's born in 1955 like I was, and he's talking about, and we're talking about how when you were younger you do certain things, when you get older you do certain things, and I looked at him, I said, it's like people going out and getting drunk. I said, when you're out and go get drunk when you're a kid, I said, it's pretty stupid. I said, when you're 50, 60 years old, 70 years old, and you want to go out and get drunk and stay boozed up, I said, it isn't worth the mental decline. It isn't worth the physical decline. It isn't worth the week it takes to recover from that nonsense. So, guys, learn this. It's not healthy. Do it in moderation, if at all. Austin, what do you think?
No, you're definitely right. There's not, just from the overall health aspects and impact that does to your body, that's the primary one. But also, too, I always find it ironic when I see people that drink on a regular, semi-regular basis, and then they always want to come to me and ask, you know, man, I'm trying to lose weight. Man, I'm trying to get in better shape. Man, I'm trying to lose my belly, this and that. And the first thing I always say to them, I said, well, before we even go crazy with training, diet, everything, we need to cut out alcohol. We need to cut out refined carbohydrates, pasta, bread, starch, all that kind of stuff. Oh, what do you mean I can't drink? No, dude, definitely can't drink. If you want to have very, very good-looking body composition, you want to be in good shape, you want to have good muscular development, and you want to be moderately lean, you're not going to be drinking on a regular basis. As Dad said, if you drink occasionally on it, it's going to have very little impact on you, especially if you're exercising and training and your metabolism's high. A beer here or there, that's not going to do a whole lot. But regularly drinking on a regular basis, absolutely no way does that have any type of health benefits whatsoever. And also, too, also understand, if you do even occasionally drink, be very, very careful of what you eat when you're having just one of those one or two beers. Because Dad and I have talked about before, when you have alcohol, even a small serving of alcohol, it completely stops the production of lipase from the liver, which helps to break down fat and is a digestive enzyme. And not only that, you have to understand, when you take in, say you take in a shot of whiskey, take one shot of whiskey, 1 ounce, that right there, everything in your system at that point stops, and it focuses on burning off the alcohol, the ethanol, essentially, is what it does. It has to metabolize it, and it has to burn it off as fuel. That is the only thing, from a physiological standpoint, your body is going to do when it takes an alcohol. So any food that's in your stomach does not get processed properly, and on top of that, any food that you do eat in the next couple hours, whether it's chicken wings or hamburgers or pizza like I've seen people eat, that food physically cannot do anything but be broken down and stored as body fat later on. Your body will not use it as current fuel or current carbohydrates to operate off of as fuel, because it has to focus solely on the alcohol to burn off as quickly as possible because of how toxic it is. It's a neurotoxin. So that's just something to take in and really think about and really, you know, if you drink regular, semi-regular, like I said, it's not, do what you want to do. I'm not preaching any type of morality to you with that. You do what you want to do. But if you're trying to get in better shape, if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to put on muscle mass, be very, very cautious of using alcohol, even on a semi-regular basis, because it really has no significant benefits for you whatsoever. If you want resveratrol, get the resveratrol plus. We have incredibly high dose for what it is, and literally I've talked about it before, you have to drink like 3 bottles of red wine to get the amount of resveratrol that you get in ours in like 2 capsules. So that whole thing, as Dad was just saying, he's absolutely correct about it. The whole push to push the alcohol and the red wine and all that was simply by a lot of the wine presses and the wine places and the alcohol manufacturers to try and tell people that was a healthy aspect of it. Our technology is so far advanced with supplements and getting, extracting antioxidants. Now, you don't have to drink wine to get the antioxidants out of it. You can get the resveratrol plus and get a whole lot more. So I'm glad you brought that up, Deb.
Thanks, Oz. By the way, the Muslim migrant rapist who raped a 5-year-old little girl in Idaho, they get no jail time. They admitted to it. They filmed it. They sodomized her. I'm not going to tell you what they did to her. It was awful. But this is the 3 Muslim refugee boys who pled guilty in the heinous sexual attack of a 5-year-old girl in Idaho were sentenced yesterday. No jail time. The judge barred everyone in the courtroom, including the victim's own parents, from speaking about the case and threatened anyone with serious consequences if they violated his edict. I mean, I've never heard of stuff like this. The sexual assault occurred at the Fawnwood, Fawnwood Apartments. You can look up what they did. I'm not going to read it over the air. Now, following a sentencing hearing Monday at the Snake River Juvenile Detention Center in the Twin Falls, the judge Thomas Borenson of Idaho's 5th Judicial District issued a gag order barring everyone in the courtroom from talking about it. I mean, this is unbelievable to me. These guys joked about this. They filmed it. They were brought. I mean, these guys are like 16, 17 years old. These aren't kids. I mean, I think one of them may have been 12 or 13. But they were doing this and filming it and laughing about it in the courtroom when they were basically brought in. Now, they admitted to it. It was on videotape. And now they're basically getting no jail time for this. I mean, I don't know what to say. But, again, that's a very liberal state in some of those areas up there, as close to Oregon and there in those areas. So I'm very disappointed, and my heart goes out to this family and to this little girl. And I just pray that she can recover from this, and I can pray that she was young enough that hopefully she won't remember a lot of this, and her parents will basically be able to help her through this. By the way, there's a London fire in the Grenfell Tower last night. It lit up like a matchstick. Bodies are being removed from the building as 12 are confirmed dead and dozens amid the chilling warning. Nobody on the top survived. And so, but I brought this up not because it's really something that I want to talk about. It was a steel and concrete building. It went up like a torch, and the building is still standing. It did not fall down. Hence 9/11. Steel and concrete buildings don't fall. Steel doesn't melt like that. It doesn't happen. So it's just another one of these things that you have to realize and look at it. In my research, I've never found ever a steel and concrete building that was built with, you know, pretty new technology that has ever fallen down. Remember, we had a plane, a bomber actually flew into the Empire State Building, back in the 40s or 30s, some year, I don't forget where it was. It's the Empire State Building didn't fall down. I mean, it doesn't happen. Steel and concrete doesn't do that. So guys, this thing is just a joke with 9/11. Of course, we already know that, but I want to mention that to you. Again, this thing was like a torch, man. It went up, and this morning it's sitting there. It's a whole torch, but it's still standing intact. So it didn't collapse into its own footprint. I just wanted to mention that today too, Austin. What do you think?
The Twin Towers were demoed. They free fell. Both of them did. You literally, from every single person I've talked to that's researched in that engineering, said the same thing. You watch it, it free falls. It takes like 6-7 seconds to fall. It literally free falls. No building in history that is built like that has ever fallen without being demoed. Doesn't happen. The one fell, the plane hit like, the top 10-20% of it was almost at the very top of it. It's on fire for like 30-45 minutes. Then just the whole thing demos.
Turn to powder, yep.
Right, man. Just demos. It just right down on top of itself. I mean, come on, dude. Some people still are so dense in the head, they go, what are you talking about? The planes took them down. The planes didn't take them down, guys. Come on. That thing was set up from the get-go, from the way they already had everything ready to go. All the news cameras were already prepped for it, how the entire world was watching that thing. They made sure they had every single person on the television watching that thing go off. That whole thing is complete and total July, and then that's without even bringing the fact that Building 7 free fell without anything even hitting it or even catching on any type of significant fire. Just free fell, just boom, boom, straight down, demoed, no reason whatsoever. So, yeah, man, that's that bad, yeah. 9/11 is a whole other story right there. We need a whole show on that.
Yeah. So, by the way, Trump's pledge to wipe out the MS-13 gang is playing off well in New York's area of the 45 area gang arrests over the last month by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. 39 were affiliated with the MS-13, which has been blamed for a string of recent murders in normally placid Long Island, the feds have said. By the way, guys, thank you. Thank you for letting me do what I do on the show when we go into the spiritual stuff. And yes, I'm going to write that whole thing down. It's going to be an extended chapter in this new book on this topic. And you guys are going to love it, and hopefully you'll be blessed by it. I thank you for supporting Health Masters. I thank you for supporting the show. I thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. I thank you for putting up with every once in a while. We may use a bad word here and there, but, you know, we're alpha male guys, so every once in a while we might do that. Not that that's right or wrong. It's just, we just might do that. So, guys, I appreciate you. Thank you for praying for us, and thanks for just being there. And thanks for being so loyal to us. Gosh, I mean, you guys are praying for us all the time and sending us these letters all the time, and I just want you to know something. I appreciate you, and we love you guys. God bless you guys. I'll be on Hagman tomorrow night. We'll be talking about prayer and healing and going into detail on some of the stuff we've already talked about this week. So you guys are going to love the show. Plus, Austin's also going to be on the show with Hagman tomorrow night, Eastern Standard Time, talking about a whole bunch of Friday night. That's right. I'm sorry. I was thinking it's Thursday. This is on Friday night. So God bless you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Austin, I'll write up the summary.
Absolutely. Yeah, on Friday, we'll be on the Hagman show. Dad will be on there. I'm running from 9 to 9:30. Have a couple different topics I'm going to get on and talk about on there. So, yes, guys, check that out. It'll be a great show. Also, too, the product of the week changed. You guys voted for it, blew it up on the website, beat everybody else by like double. The Cortisol Buster is now up for sale on the website at healthmasters.com, one of the most popular products that we have. And it's there ready to go on sale for over 10% off. So you can go there and check it out. Great product, really helps to maintain and decrease elevated cortisol, maintains healthy cortisol levels, helps out with energy and mental clarity. Really good product on there. So check it out, healthmasters.com. If you guys need anything, email us, call us, 1-800-726-1834. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.